Well, look, we've got news of an incident in Tottenham, and let's speak to Rizwana Hamid now, who is a former BBC journalist in Tottenham. Hello, Rizwana.
Hello.
What's been happening?
Basically, there's a depot where there are trucks, and between 3 and 4 trucks exploded and went up in smoke and fire. The fire brigade are here currently and have managed to put out most of the fire, although they're still doing that as we speak.
And when you say a depot, you mean a transport depot?
Yeah, trucks depot belonging to Haringey Council. They were very, very loud explosions. I live 2 streets away, and basically our house shook when the explosions went off.
So this was essentially the diesel in the fuel tanks going up, was it?
That's right, yeah.
And they all went up at the same time?
No, they went up separately. So there were 3 to 4 explosions, and they went up separately.
And was there a resulting fire?
Yes, there was a fire. The fire brigade initially weren't able to approach it, but have subsequently approached it from both sides and have managed to put out the fire. There's still smoke coming out, a few sparks and a bit of some flames, but, you know, the flames have been put out and are dying down at the moment. The police were considering evacuating people who live right opposite the depot, but at the moment they say that they feel the situation is safe enough to leave people in their homes. And they're not able to say whether they think it was started by somebody or whether the trucks just exploded. They aren't able to establish that at the moment.
And what had the atmosphere been like in Tottenham up till then?
I mean, the main thing everybody just said when they heard these explosions tonight, I've walked past lots and lots of people standing outside their homes, and they've just said, not again, you know, not another night. We thought that everything had died down in Tottenham, and why has this happened? Obviously, they're assuming that somebody has deliberately started this fire, although that hasn't been established. But the feeling is one of fear initially, because the explosions were so loud that, you know, the houses shook. And as I say, I live 2 streets away, and our house shook. But it's a sense of not again, and, you know, we just want things to calm down a bit. I think people are quite apprehensive about what next.
And just to get the full picture, Rizwana, this was an open-air holding area, was it, rather than a garage?
Yeah, no, it's behind a refuse collection place and in between a residential street and a park. So the residential street is on one side, the park is on the other side, and in front of the depot is the refuse tip, and behind the depot are the marshes. So it's kind of in between a lot of places, but on the one side there's a park. So the fire brigade has managed to get through from the park end and from the street that faces the depot.
And whether was there damage to the street? Were there windows broken in the adjoining property?
No, I've looked around, and apart from people saying, I mean, this street, obviously the houses shook even more than our street because we're two streets away, but they said that, you know, that literally people were woken up from their sleep because they just felt massive shaking and first thought, you know, earthquake, but they heard the explosion as well. So I think it was just a sense of it's something very big and quite dangerous. But the fire brigade have managed to put out the fire.